Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, it is that time again. I love bouncing things off. Welcome to 1911 University. I love bouncing things off the co-host of 1911 University and the creator of 1911 University, and that is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. I've had an interesting week. I've done something, and it turned out to be quite the little bit of homage, but I don't think I'm going to compare them because I know how it's going to work out, but I got a Staccato C2 that came in this past week.
Gotcha.
And I've set it up exactly as the WMGC is set up. Same optic, same 507CX2, same everything. And I think I'm going to leave it that way because I think that is... what do you think about flashlights mounted on guns?
Are you going to be finding yourself in a basement without light ever?
I don't know. I have never, you know, I where I live, I don't know if anybody has basements.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to flashlights on guns. I carry one with my YC squared. It has a little streamlight TLR 7 Alpha. And I don't think it's a bad thing, especially with the little tiny lights like those that we have nowadays. Yeah, but I think everybody needs to be wandering around with a ModLight PLH-350. No.
That's a pretty giant. That's a big, pretty big light, isn't it, to be mounting on a handgun?
Yeah, I mean, it gives you all the light right now, but it's not something that anybody needs to wander around.
I tend to skew towards the smaller form factor lights.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I'm doing something right now, and I'm just waiting to hear just what your reaction is to this. So right now I'm helping, I was asked to help promote something called O-Light O-Fan Day. Have you any experience with O-Light?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I really like ModLight and Surefire.
Okay.
And, Streamlight makes a really nice little tray light that I think is reliable. That's what I put on my guns.
Fair enough. The reason I was asking, though, is that what I find interesting is how the technology Surefire's done it. I don't know what model it is, but everybody's going to a smaller light. I like the TLR 8s and 7s from Streamlight because they don't protrude past the barrel in most cases.
Yeah, that's like I say, that's what I'm carrying is the TLR 7 Alpha. I like that light a lot. Eric uses the Surefire version. I don't remember what it is, the little tiny Surefire. But
yeah, that's
both of those are pretty good lights.
the form factor has changed. So with you, when you're setting up a gun, do you have any, I know you like hollow sun optics because that seems to be, I don't think I've ever, I mean, even with the guns you sent me to review, I think they had hollow sun on them.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular favorite of those that you like?
I probably like the 509T best right now, but I don't have an EPS yet. The guy over at Holosun was supposed to send me an EPS a month ago, and it hadn't gotten here, so I got to call him back.
I have the EPS carry on my built-out SIG M18.
Yeah.
Not bad, but I'll tell you what I like about the 507s and the 509s is that multiple reticle.
Yeah.
Because as Steve puts it, as Mr. Fisher puts it, that circular reticle on there, if you're at 25 yards on a B8 target, mm-hmm. that's the same size in your field of vision as the B8 target. So you just paint it on that, and yep. if it's zeroed right, you should be doing quite well with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what reticle the EPS has. I don't have it yet.
I think it only has a single dot. The one I have only has a single dot.
Okay.
But I may be wrong. I mean, there's two kinds of EPSs. They have the EPS carry, which they're all made on the 507, on the K sort of chassis.
Yeah.
But they're small in there, but, I mean, they're really easy to see. Really easy
to see.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard, that they're pretty nice and easy to see.
Have you been working on anything fun this week?
Yeah, this afternoon I'm gluing finally this. The last two guns of this three gun set that I've been working on forever. The pinstripers. And I think the owner is as excited to get them as I am to finish them.
Has this been a labor or has it been an exacting design or why are you so excited to finish them?
Well, it's been an off and on project for 8 years. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Enough said on that one. Enough said on that 8 years.
You know, I mean, sometimes these multi-gun projects, you know, sometimes you can just get after them, get them done right away, you know.
Right.
But when you're also running a shop, there's distractions, there's things that happen. And it's best at times just to put the darn project away. And say, okay, I'll come back to this in a little bit so I don't screw something up. Because, you know, if you mess something up on a project like that, it can be very costly and time consuming. And it's better to just come back to it when your mind is clear and your heart is on the project and do the project.
I completely get that. Although I did have a comment conversation with somebody concerned, because when I got the Staccato C2, this is the 22 version, so, you know, I'm always looking for a reason to shoot a video of something. So, I bring out the Fat WMGC as the ultimate of that particular genre, the ultimate in that size, the most accurate, the best trigger, that kind of thing. And I make the point of, this is if you want one of these, this is something you're going to wait on, and it's worth the wait, but you are going to wait on it. And it's a very rarefied air. I think there's, and I still, are there 1,000 of those guns out there?
The C's?
Any of them, any of your guns?
No. Well, total of all the guns that I've built, yeah, probably, but of the wide bodies, no, we're not even into the 200 yet.
So,
I take that back. You got the regulator, you got the Nightfire, you got the Nash, you got the Light Feather. Yeah, we're probably over 200 of those total so far in the last 2 years. Total.
So you might be, do you think you're at 1,000?
No, not even close.
Not even close. So I get this on, you know what, we're coming up on the first break. I'll tell you about what I got in the video on YouTube. You'll find that sort of interesting. Joe is the head of Chambers Custom. This is the ultimate in the platform, the absolute ultimate. And if you want to find out about it, you got to go to chambers.com. We'll be right. Excuse me, chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So I got this comment. I'm talking, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And, you know, the people who get into the Chambers system, the Chambers ecosystem, which means they become an owner of the gun, that is a path. And I put out a video yesterday about my tabletop of the Staccato C 2022. And I had my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC with me, which I believe is the ultimate of that type of gun, although Joe tells me that one with a compensator is probably a little more gooder. But I get this from a person on YouTube. So I'm on the notification list for if or when they're taking orders for the YC squared, and I'm content to wait on that call no matter how long it takes. And then he asked me about he was wanting a single stack Staccato C-ish type, and he was considering a Wilton combat gun, which I have no idea if they're any good, and I said so. But then I said, YC squared, hey, you, my friend, have excellent taste. And he said, Bell Helmets had an old ad along the lines, if you've got a $10 head, buy a $10 helmet. I'm not a wealthy man. So buy once, cry once is how I kind of look at it. I like stuff that works, especially when I intend to use it day in and day out. I am curious about this Wilson offering. They seem to have put some thought into its creation. I may just have to take a chance. But, I mean, that is that's someone who's never experienced your guns. And he's convinced now, maybe he listens to us, maybe he sees some of the other stuff you do. He's convinced now to give this a shot. Will there be other YC squared type offerings?
Yeah, we're going to do another run of YC squared at some point. We're going to get past some of the guns that we have on order currently. But the popularity of that gun was really wonderful. It's a fabulous gun, first. And Steve Fisher and I really put a lot of ourselves into designing that particular pistol, like I do with all the pictures. But that one in particular, I mean, that's a project that was 2 years in the works, and one that I worked on very quietly and very privately, the technical aspects of it to make sure that it would work from a functional perspective. Before I ever brought it out to the public and said, hey, here's something nobody's ever done before. Take a government model frame and slide and chop it completely down.
Right.
And, you know, make it into basically what it is a tank, for all intents and purposes. A tanker with a pump. So, it was, that's been my favorite thing that I've designed.
One thing that I've noticed that with your professional collaborations you do, like with Chuck and Jared, those guns seem to be full-sized, full-house working guns that sit in a holster about the size of a mailbox. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jared has a Commander version, but all of Chuck's have been fully tuned. Even the light fighter at the top is full-size gun. But the reason for that is because of what they do and who their clientele is. You know, their clientele is more police officers, military guys who are going to use the gun for training or are going to use the gun for duty. And so size isn't as important as the functionality of the gun on a two-way range. Mm-hmm. And we do have, you know, I have a guy who's a cop and a SWAT officer that carries a YC squared on duty.
Right.
And, you know, and he loves it. But the vast majority of guys that are using their guns for work daily want A, as many bullets as they can possibly get, and B, the most accurate, reliable, soft shooting package that they can get. And that's why those 2019s are so incredibly popular.
Well, there's a lot that goes into those. But, I mean, the one thing that I was going to mention to you, this is just food for thought. I mean, you should talk it over with Heidi. So you have the Pressburg. You have the Reston. You have the Fisher. I think you should go with the Frege, and we'll call this line of guns retirement home. These would be soft shooting guns, right? Soft shooting guns, and they'll have to be very lightweight, and with big sights. Maybe holographic, yeah. Huh?
Holographic sights.
Something.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the mobile phones they market to people that get a little older, you know. And let's just think of the gun that way, because self-defense doesn't end when you're in your 70s and 80s. As a matter of fact, it actually increases.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
there's been a number of things in the news recently that should encourage older folks and women both to have that gun on to stay strapped, you know, and be aware of your surroundings. That gal that went jogging in Memphis. First of all, anybody that goes jogging in Memphis needs to have a head. I've been in Memphis many times, and I would go jogging in Memphis. But, you know, a little ounce of prevention save you a lifetime of pain.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I'm just thinking that, you got to remember now, most of these people in retirement homes have a lot of disposable income, and we could get out there and go, you know, you have a Gen Zer that you're saving for their college education. You're throwing your money away. Buy this gun. Buy the retirement home. The Chambers Retirement Home. The professional series worked up with Bill Frady. This also has a few other things that you might like on it, built onto it and everything. It has a nice little light that's on it, and optic and everything that's built on it. Plus, we have something we call the DNA gathering device on the side, on the inside of the gun, to where you can slap them with it if you have to. I just put a little cheese grater, you know, etch a little cheese grater in there. I think they would go off the shelf just instantaneously.
They might.
We just have to do an ad campaign and put some flyers in the retirement homes.
There you go.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Probably won't be a retirement home line because Joe actually likes to sell guns. So, you know, but that's just me thinking out loud. You can follow Joe at Instagram at Chambers Custom and on Facebook at Chambers Custom and on YouTube at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
On shore,
and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, it's 1911 University, and I have run into a problem, Joe, and I would like to get your opinion of this. So I tweaked something in my hip. So,
I'm sorry to
hear that. Me too. It's that age thing. And so the problem is that when I go out and about, before I got the Staccato, I've been carrying an M18, a SIG M18. And that size gun, the Fat W MGC, the Staccato C2, the M18, that's my favorite size of gun. That is a gun that feels small enough to hide and big enough to fight with. Even though I outfit it in every little doodad that makes it a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. But carrying it on me means that I'm in pain. Now, I have two choices I could make. I could carry. I have two little guns in the house. I have a Taurus G3 and a SIG P365. Both of those, I think, are pretty good guns. I haven't shot the G3 yet. I've heard pretty decent things about it. 365, everybody knows about 365. I could carry a little tiny gun, which I am loath to do and be sitting there and just going, well, this is the only gun I've got, so I have to I have to depend on it. So, for somebody like me that wants to carry that size of a gun, one of the sizes that you build, Do you ever make any recommendations? Have you ever crossed that? Have you gotten to the point yet where your hips, your back, anything bothers you when you carry a gun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's two trains of thought for this. There's a Clint Smith train of thought. A gun's supposed to be comforting, not comfortable.
Yeah.
And then there's the old adage, a 22 in the pocket is better than a 45 in the drawer. You know, when I switched to carrying appendix, my back issues with carrying went away. And I was really loath to carry appendix.
Right.
For a long time. I mean, people think appendix is something new. It's been around for 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, dudes been stuffing guns down the front of their pants since the beginning of the gun age. But I carried cholesterol for a long, long time. That has definite disadvantages. And there's advantages, but there's definite disadvantages. I carried in a shoulder holster for a long time. Again, definite disadvantages. Much more bulky carry option. But when I switched to appendix carry, that really changed what I can carry. I can carry anything I want now. Obviously, some sizes of guns are more comfortable than others, but that has become, for concealed carry, that has become my preferred method. And I've heard all manners of thoughts on it. Well, you know, I have a big belly. I can't carry like that. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall. And just appendix isn't, I think the misconception about appendix is that it has to be in this certain spot. And what I learned myself was it doesn't, it needs to be in the spot that works for you up front. It might be slightly, you know, if we're talking a belly button, it's 12 o'clock, right? Maybe appendix for you is more to 2 o'clock instead of at 12:30.
Yeah, I carry it about 2 o'clock.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that because if it takes the pressure off your back, that's the important thing. And I think the holster design is the absolute key to appendix carry. I have two holsters that I carry. For appendix carry, I carry a 10-4 Velofor, and I love that holster. It doesn't afford me the ability to carry a gun with a light, but any commander size gun, it's absolutely wonderful for that. And then I carry when I want to carry my Royce Squared. I use my Running Lanch holster, my lunch holster that he made for me. He made one for Steve today. And that gun is fabulous for each day. But yeah, I mean, before I had my treatments, I couldn't carry a gun on my strong side. I could if it was on my training belt. But if it was just on a belt and it tweaked my back and hips too much.
Do you ever consider off body carry?
Off side carry?
Off body carry, I'm sorry.
Oh, off-body carry?
Yeah.
I have done off-body carry. Back in the day, I used to carry a fanny pack, you know. When I was cool. It's not cool anymore to me.
Well, the problem with the fanny pack, and I'll tell you what the problem with the fanny pack is for me. All of the fanny packs that are designed to carry a gun look like a fanny pack that's designed to carry a gun.
Right. You're like, oh, is that an expedition? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a gun.
So
either when you see a guy with a fanny pack, he's one of two things. He's either carrying a gun or he's definitely not carrying a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, one of two. I like Vertex packs, but Vertex packs sort of give off the same thing. Like my Vertex pack that I tried it yesterday because I was hurting. First of all, it's sort of heavy on your back.
Yeah.
Because you got to have, if you're going to carry off body, you got to be able to carry off body in a way that where you can deploy the gun fast.
Right.
Being having to fumble with it and everything. Oh, let me unsnap this. Okay. You know, that's adding the time. If you're not moving to get behind cover while you're fumbling with that, you're dead.
Right.
And yeah, most people wouldn't be doing that.
You ain't going to win no quick draw.
No. Well, with the Vertex, you're pretty quick. I can get the gun out and on target in about less than 2 seconds.
Oh, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, and it's a decent design, but the problem is that all of their packs that are that size that work for me are sling packs, which are very uncomfortable. Now the backpack, I have a backpack as well, which has the same compartment in the back and all the other stuff, but that's a very long, drawn-out draw. That's like something you carry. You're carrying something spare in there, and you actually have everything you want on you. So I'm trying to figure out what the pack is going to be that is the best fanny pack to carry a gun. Vertex just came out with a fanny pack, but it's too small to carry a gun. But it can carry a stabbing knife. I'm sure you were looking for one of those, weren't you?
No. What's the point of that? Put the stabbing knife in your pocket.
Yeah. So,
please. I mean, I appreciate innovation as much as the next guy, maybe more than most. But sometimes I look at things companies come out with, and I'm like, what was the point of that? Oh, there wasn't one? All right, cool. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. So, anyway.
A pack to carry a stabbing knife.
Now, one thing I did start, and we'll talk about this in the next segment. I probably need to pick this back up and start doing it again because I think it actually worked. And I want your opinion of this. For those of you that want to follow Joe, well, he has something on Patreon that you do have to sign up and pay to be a part of. But now you're getting into content that nobody else gets. You get it first. And that's at 1911 University on Patreon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply. is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is the last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers of 1911 University, and one of my problems I'm having right now is I want to carry one of my 1911 type platforms because that's my Chambers or my SIG, and my back is bothering me, and it's bothering me even where I in my modified appendix carry 2 o'clock position. So I mean, Joe and I in the last segment we were talking about off body carry. Now, I think I've mentioned this to you before. I got with Nat at Tough Gear.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to, I told him, I want a bag that is completely nondescript. I want on the inside of it, I want to be able to carry my camera and maybe a pad of paper. And I want on the sides of those that are sort of out of sight, 2 little loops to where I can put spare magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't want a zipper. I want a magnetic closure, and I want to be able to pull that around, and I want the opening. I want to be able to pull that down and then stab my hand in there, and I want the opening to be bigger than any gun is tall. And we have like a Velcro folding rigid holster that is in there, so snatching that out, and I can get that out as fast as I can with the Vertex bag. Except the thing about this looks like an oversized fanny pack.
So you want a Merce?
I don't know if I want a Merce or not. I mean, I want a fanny pack that I can carry around and look like the cool kids. Maybe I wear my Yeezys with it and be just walking around going, yeah, I'm cool. And then if somebody comes up there and says, hey, is that a fake Rolex? I'm going to be like, no. It's not even a Rolex, it's an Apple Watch. And when they go to steal it, I'm going to go, listen, I got something in this bag that's worth more. Then snatch it out in less than 2 seconds. After I do the Wing Chun thing, of course.
You gotta be more like William Shatner in that movie, or that TV show that he was in. I won't mention the name because it's copyrighted.
Well, he was...
I tried to rob him and he goes, you want my watch? Yeah. Okay, here's my watch. Here's in his watch. Here's my wallet. Here's in his wallet. Here's my gun. Me. Bang.
Something like that. I do something like that.
You can be sneaky like that.
But I mean, do you think?
Watch, scroll at me.
Do you think there's room? Because a lot of people carry a lot of junk on them now. Have you ever seen these EDC websites where they start opening their pockets up? And I'm like, how are their pants staying up? They've got a flashlight. Yeah. They've got two folder knives. They've got three spare magazines. This is just in their pockets. This is not on their belt. They're carrying a gun. It might be a gun the size like I like to carry. They've got that. They've got an ink pen. They've got a phone. They've got their keys, of course. They've got a lanyard for the keys. They're laying all this stuff out, and you're looking at it, and you know, that probably weighs about a good 15 pounds.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And
people ask me all the time, what's in your pocket, son? So, here's what's in my pocket. I carry a privateer, a Scalaway privateer, on my right side. I carry, what the heck is this thing? A little tiny string light. It takes one AAA battery.
Right. On my left side. I think I've got one of those.
Yeah. This one was given to me by a friend. Very good friend of mine who works in the railroad, and they get him. And so he gave me them. I carry my keys on the left side, my wallet, my phone, and that's it. And, well, I mean, a gun, obviously.
Right.
But that's it. That's it. You know, if I'm going into a really, really non-permissive environment, you know, like, let's say I'm going to take a walk in downtown or for some reason, whatever. Okay, then I throw the heavy machine gun. Or I carry a gun that has a double stack in it, so I don't need a reload. Some of these guys, man, they just carry too much crap. So to answer your question, yes, I think there's a place for something that's properly designed for individuals like yourself that may have back problem or hip problem, or, you know, you want to carry something extra like a camera. It's very akin to, you know, the purses that a lot of women are carrying now, where they have a pocket inside and they can reach in through the purse, right, and retrieve their gun. I think it's a great idea.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I find I don't like about the Vertex bag is the Vertex bag is designed to carry and hide your gun well. But then when you get into the part where it's supposed to be carrying other things, utility, as far as the utility of the bag, they sort of suck. I mean, they're not very well thought out at that point. It'd be better if they just made a flat bag that you carried around on your back with your gun in it. That'd be better. As far as the rest of it, it has the look, but it's not, doesn't have the function. I want one that has the function, that hides the gun, that deploys the gun fast enough, that takes the weight off of my hips.
And I think Matt and Nancy are good people to use to help design that. I know some of the stuff, I own several of the bags that they've designed with Fish, and of course they worked with me to design our pistol bag, which everybody seems to love. They have a knack for that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah. I noticed with the latest pistol bag that came across my bow from you, that seems a little nicer than the first one. Like it's been revised.
I don't know if it's been so much revised, but you know, I wanted nice zippers. That's one of the pet peeves on bags. Is, you know, some of these bags, people chimp out on the zippers, and it's like, why? You know, you're going to keep your gun in this bag. It's a range bag. You're going to open that thing. Every time you go to the range, you're going to open it. And every time you do, you're going to be like, wow, these zippers sucked. You know? And then the zipper's going to break, and you're going to throw the bag in a corner where it collects dust forever. I would rather not deal with that personally.
Right.
So
the other thing I did with this was I have it like as a belt that snaps in the middle.
Okay.
So instead of you having to throw it over your shoulder and then spin it around, because another thing I've noticed is when you throw that up there and spin it around to get it in the right position on your back, it sort of feels like you're cutting a groove into your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's no fun. So I just have it now to where it's like sort of a belt, although I need to get back with him. I was going to call this Sheep's Clothing.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. Just think of it. We could have a sheep's clothing bag with a retirement home chambers custom pistol. I could have a fold up cane in it. Whoa. I could have all manner of things in the sheep's clothing bag with the Chambers Custom Retirement Home collaboration.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's unfortunate is we can't have things like cane guns anymore. Cane guns were cool.
You can't have those?
Yeah, there's restrictions and that kind of stuff.
Well, what if you made a cane that had like a slot that you could slide your gun in with the magazine and like the magazine well on it to where it would lock into that, and you could just sort of use it like a monopod.
Yeah, and, brace.
Yeah. I'm sure Lee Van Cleef got one of those when he went to the nursing home because he liked all those funky gadgets that were on his guns, at least in the movies he did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing that's missing. I think they should have a Western-type show with your guns in them.
Oh, weird. That'd be funny.
Nah, but, Lee Van Cleef's dead. Clint Eastwood is 167 years old now. I mean, who are you going to get to do it?
He's old.
Yeah. Who are we going to get to play the bad guy, the tough guy? But anyway, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day to have this chat with us, and I look forward to that evaluation gun that you're going to send at some point. That'll be fun to have when I have now two other guns to play against it and see and I'm sure that I'm going to come out, and when I package it back up and send it to you, I'll be crying softly. You can find Joe Chambers' stuff at ChambersCustom.com, on Instagram at Chambers Custom. As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.